It was 50 years ago today that a group of students at Texas State University took a stand against the war in Vietnam. The protesters, now remembered as the San Marcos 10, faced serious consequences for speaking out. And Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports those consequences still echo on college campuses today.
It's an unusual college reunion.
Okay, look, I'm right here.
Michael Holman is pointing at a photograph taken 50 years ago.
I'm looking over at Murray, thinking, who is that idiot?
Murray Rosenwasser squints at the grainy black and white photo.
I am right there.
In the photograph, they and eight others were sitting cross-legged in the grass at Southwest Texas State University, now Texas State University, and they were surrounded by a mob.
You talk about being outnumbered. Look at that. And they were not happy.
It started out as a silent demonstration against the Vietnam War. About 70 students sat in the grass and held signs that read peace and the Vietnam War is an Edsel. This is not at all shocking for a college campus in 1969. Anti-war protests were common in the big cities, but this was in conservative Texas, and the college administration was not going to tolerate it.
And they gave us 3 minutes to vacate, and all but 10 of us did.
Those 10 became the San Marcos 10, which included Sally Ann Satige.
And then we were surrounded by kickers and jocks. They shouted horrible things to us. Love it and leave it, kill us.
But that wasn't the worst of it. Dean Floyd Martin had warned the protesting students to disperse or they would be suspended. Michael Holman.
They were wrong. I said it then, I said it now, and I'll continue to say it. They were wrong with what they did, and by God, I'm glad I sat there and told them.
The San Marcos 10 were suspended for a year in order to immediately clean out their dorm rooms, but the fight wasn't over yet. To get an idea what all of this means, you have to look back at the times.
For us to withdraw from that effort would mean a collapse not only of South Vietnam, but Southeast Asia. So we're going to stay there.
A week earlier, on November 3, 1969, President Nixon gave a primetime televised address about the war. Nixon had run for president, promising to end the war, but this night he outlined his policy of continued fighting.
I can order an immediate, precipitate withdrawal of all Americans from Vietnam without regard to the effects of that action. Or we can persist in our search for a just peace.
And Nixon also took aim at the anti-war protesters. He said their demonstrations were prolonging the war by giving hope to the communists that America would soon withdraw. And it was by uniting in support of the war that we could win it.
So tonight, to you, the great silent majority of my fellow Americans, I ask for your support. I pledged in my campaign for the presidency to end the war in a way that we could win the peace. I have initiated a plan of action which will enable me to keep that pledge. The more support I can have from the American people, the sooner that pledge can be redeemed.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Nixon's speech added fuel to the war protest across America and even across Texas. Up I-35 at the University of Texas, about 1,500 students gathered peacefully to hear anti-war speeches. At Texas Tech in Lubbock, some students wore black armbands. At SMU in Dallas, students read a list of the 2,200 Texans who had died in Vietnam. It was only in San Marcos that students were suspended, and the San Marcos 10 then challenged their suspensions in federal court on grounds that their right to free speech was violated.
We feel like we have a constitutional right, and the ACLU says, well, we kind of think you do too.
E.R. Bills is the author of the book, The San Marcos 10, An Anti-War Protest in Texas.
Eventually they were granted an injunction against the university. Well, in the higher courts, they lost their case. They appealed it to the Supreme Court and eventually lost there.
This set a legal precedent that stands today. The legal standard is frequently cited in court battles across the nation about free speech. Schools and universities can put restrictions on the time, place, and manner of free speech activities. Although they lost in court, Sally Ann Satige finally remembers their fight against the war as being on the side of right.
My father was in Vietnam as a medic, and I wrote him a letter the night before. And I said, I love you, Dad, and I love my country. And he wrote me back, and he said, I don't really agree with your stance on Vietnam, but I know the Constitution gives you the right to free speech, and I support you all the way.
Sally Ann says her father eventually admitted that she was right about opposing the war, but the administration at Texas State University has never issued an apology to the San Marcos 10. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.